69, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Defer, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring September by Fia Moore, and I found Fia at Writer's Round in Fullerton. Producer Rod and I went to Grub at Poor Company and hang with Charles Grace, episode 48, and Fia was featuring. Greg recommended her, and we had a little interaction after I played the open mic round, and I was able to catch one song of hers live before Rod and I headed back to check on Kopi, which you may hear in the background right now. So I admit this is not what I usually listen to, but this song just hit me. It caught my eye as I was scrolling through her Spotify collection. Technically, it doesn't qualify for the podcast because it has over 2,000 listens, but I'm doing what I want, especially because it's my birthday month. You guys know this. Probably why I brought it. Yeah, why it caught my eye. With that, I am going to play a clip from Fia. Yay, I love and appreciate clips so much. So thank you, Fia, for sending in a clip. And then we're going to play a clip of September.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on this. I'm so excited and super thankful. So about my music, I really write for people who wear their hearts on their sleeves, even if they try to cover it. That's who I write for. That's me. I always wanted to be mysterious. And I'm like, nobody's gonna know anything. And then I found songwriting and I was like, they're gonna know everything. And that's okay. It used to sort of make me feel like self-conscious. But I really do think it's important that we talk about things like grief and mental health. And just life is not easy, but we're in it together. And that's what music really, I think, does for people, is it brings us together. So, you know, when I create music, I really kind of think of it as different worlds. So my first EP, Group Therapy, is very much its own different world, which I think is also, I was so young when I wrote that. I mean, I'm only 21 now, but I was like 18, 19 writing that EP, and so much has changed from then. And yet at the same time, I still relate to every single song on that EP. And I really resonate with who I was when I wrote that. And so from that EP was September. And September is just a song about leaning into grief and leaning into the messiness that comes with grief. We don't really like to talk about it in our culture. And that's really always been interesting to me because grief is kind of a universal experience. You know, we all are going to experience loss in our lives in some capacity. So September just leans into that feeling. And it's really about how certain months and times of year sort of bring up that longing for that person even more. And so for me, it's like the holidays, and my person passed away in September. So it's that longing for August before everything happened. And that's when September was created. And so my aim with my music is just to make people feel less alone. Like if just one person can relate and know that they're not alone in this life, then I've done what I want to do. Which then brings me to my next project. So I have been trickling out singles from my upcoming EP. And this one really is, yeah, just another world that I've created in my mind. It's about the sort of monsters within us that are sometimes really scary, but also beautiful and make us who we are. And I'm just really excited about it. And so again, it sort of explores the realms of mental health and grief and also growing up, because things do really change the older that you get. And yet at the same time, I still feel like I'm like a kindergartner at this point. I've so far have released People Pleaser, 19, and Loose Ends. And then I have another single on the way that I'm really, really excited about. And I really hope resonates with people so they can just, you know, have a song to go to. And then that EP should be coming out fall, early winter. Thank you again so much for having me on this.
I can't explain what comes over me when September hits somehow faultless, brings this feeling I can't believe exists. Kind of happy, kind of sad, looking back on what summer had. Before it gets to December, my body begins to remember that I dread Christmas and Thanksgiving too. They remind me of all I have and all I don't have is you.
So if you've been listening, you know that September is my birth month. It's bittersweet because getting old definitely sucks, man. Everything hurts and at this point for me. And September is just a reminder of a couple people that I've lost. And yeah, so this song and her clip just definitely resonated with me. There were a lot of lines that hit hard and heavy in this song, and that's why I wanted to bring it. Even though this is not what I usually listen to, you guys, I've never listened to a Taylor Swift album, but if I did, I imagine that it would sound similar to this. And I hope Fia takes that as a compliment. I sent this to all my Swiftie friends and family, which is like three. They were excited to dive into this. They're actually like two or older than me, except for my little cousin. She was like, yeah, hell yeah, dude. She's like, her Insta says sad girl enthusiast. So hell yeah, she was going to check this out. So I will definitely send over that album or EP when it's done. And yeah, I'll send that to my cousins and my Swiftie friends. Like Fia mentioned, she has an EP out, but it's mainly singles. I started watching, you guys, sometimes I watch TV because my pen pal recommends it and I need to watch it so that I can respond to her. I watched My Life with the Walter Boys and I do not recommend it, you guys. There was some really bad acting in it, but it just happened to be around the time that I was listening to Fia's music. And I was like, damn, Fia's stuff would be like an awesome soundtrack to this corny teenage show. Oh, man. Yeah. Like I said, do not watch it unless you want some cheesy teenage romance in your life with some bad acting. But yeah, Emotional Baggage. That one was the one I was like, yes, dude, this needs to be in one of these episodes. But Fia, you have some beautiful music and some tunes. And if you'd like to check Fia's music out, like I said, it's on Spotify. Rod will link everything in the show notes. And you can follow Fia on Instagram. It's Fia Moore, Phia period Moore. You can follow me at D for Music, DeeFur Music on Instagram. I'm playing my EP on September 29th at the Angry Mike at the Angry Horse. That's the last Monday of every month. So yeah, come check me out. I'm also playing a comedy night at the Whittier Brewing Co. It's September 18th. That's a Thursday. I'll have more details to come on my Instagram. Next week is a stripped down episode. Bow, chick, bow, bow. So I'm really excited to bring you an interview and a live song. I love this artist. I had some difficulty scheduling and she just stepped up and was like, yeah, let's do it after my show, like the next weekend. So I was like, yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. So excited to have this former 110 podcast feature an LPP guest on. Listen for that. And remember, there's a break after that. And if you were kind of following along and wondering if my cousin from the beyond has sent me a song this month, like he did. I feel like he did. And that's going to be the next episode, 161. Yeah, after our stripped down episode. Just wanted to throw that out there in case anyone was following along and wondering. If you want to support the show, the best way to do that, the free way, hey, see what I did there? is to share it with two friends. You can also review it on whatever podcast app you're listening to this on. That really helps. And if you're feeling extra generous, I have a song on Bandcamp, Ode to Copian Bailey. It's free, but if you want to use that as a tip jar for the podcast, go for it. I don't shop at Walmart or Amazon. I try to boycott all those big stores and shop at small local restaurants and coffee shops. Maybe that's why I'm so broke, because I don't get the deals, man. Anyways, yeah, that's there for you. I would greatly appreciate it. Don't forget, September will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. Thanks for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small artist or band. Say hi to your dog for me. Bye.